Welcome to Planning Commission tonight. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the public that's here. And then do we have people online, Mackenzie?
No.
Nope. Nobody online. Okay. We will now open to any public comments from anybody here that are not pertaining to the agenda items. If anybody has any public comment, now would be the time. If you could just state your name, that would be great.
Just my name.
That's no comment, just your name.
Sorry,
and we'll note that you were here.
So only my, you don't want to know anything else other than my name.
No, we want to hear from you. But
okay,
we just...
Barry Bryson, resident, property only owner, 341, 349 Odell Lane. Hey, I have a hypothetical. I know you guys don't work in hypotheticals, but I have a scenario for you. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. But if there was a property owner in North Salt Lake that was on a flag lot that is out of the view of most public eye and has about 12 renters and three tiny homes and no utilities to the tiny homes and is not zoned, it's an RM7 zone, is that a problem? And I know this isn't the right place, probably city council is probably the right place, but there is suspected drug and prostitution activity and money changing hands on the property. So but you guys are going to be more worried about the zoning violations.
Allow me to address this.
Thank you.
This came across my desk from South Davis Water on Thursday last week. I've been investigating slowly. I think your best route is going to be to follow up with me. We'll get you my card tomorrow, or card tonight, call tomorrow.
Not me.
You can call me tomorrow.
No, I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm just...
Oh, well, here.
Helping
so
someone
know,
that didn't want to, like...
That's fine.
Yeah.
So I just barely was aware of this, made aware of this. I am working on a case. I've been working with the property owner and then also the water district as of today. So if you guys would like updates, reach out to me tomorrow and let me tell you what I know. Give me any information you have that's helpful.
Okay.
I can only gain so much evidence from looking at the property.
Yeah.
And then just so you know, moving forward, the best place to file these is online through the Report a Concern tool on our website. It's monitored by our full-time code enforcement specialist and also us, so we can respond to it in a timely manner. And then if it's something related to violence, drugs, anything like that, I would call non-emergency dispatch and make them aware.
Yeah, and just so I know, I don't have a dog in this fight. I am not going to throw anybody under the bus. I'm a candidate for mayor, so I don't need any, like, stuff. I'm just doing this as a favor to a neighbor, but it's starting to encroach into our area.
Yeah.
We had an incident last evening with a prostitution thing going on, and so I'm going to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, I am aware of the situation. I'm aware of the property. So definitely just follow up with me and we'll get you my card.
Other than I'm being recorded and anybody can listen to what I had to say.
Right. So, and if you want to give your neighbor, whomever, my card as well, I'd be happy to talk to them.
Thank you, Mackenzie, and thank you, Mr. Bryson. Do we have any other public comments? No? Do you want me to convince you to come up? No? Okay. We will move to agenda item 3, consideration of a conditional use permit for over 30 feet of driveway at 1030 South Parkway Drive. And we have Brandon Budd as the applicant. And are you here, Brandon? Do we have applicant here?
We're the applicant.
Great, thank you. Great, and we have Caden presenting. Thank you.
All right, so as you said, we have a conditional use permit for over 30 feet of driveway. This will be at 1030 South Parkway Drive, and they have applied or have a building permit application to build an accessory garage in the backyard, which is a permitted use and is not a part of this conditional use permit today. But for that accessory garage, they would like to put a second drive approach with a driveway to access that garage. Currently, our code allows for lots with greater than 100 foot frontage to have two driveways with a total width up to 30 feet or up to 40 feet with a conditional use permit. This lot currently has a 30 foot wide driveway, and they're asking for a conditional use permit for the second driveway to be 10 feet, which would be 40 feet in total. Their lot is currently, there's approximately, how do we switch sides? Go to the site plan, please. The lot is approximately 145 square feet, so it'd meet the requirement for 100 feet of frontage, and the total width of these two driveways would be combined to be 40 feet. Are there any questions or any questions for the applicant? Oh, and the DRC recommends approval of the conditional use permit with no conditions.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the commission for Kaden or the applicant? Or discussion?
Just to confirm, right there where you're hovering the mouse, that's where the new driveway. Okay.
Yes. I read your mind.
Is there, Commissioner Marsh, is there already a curb cut there, or is this a new curb cut?
This will be a new curb cut, so they'll need to get an excavation permit and go through that process once they have this conditional use permit.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, offer a motion to move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for a combined total driveway width of 40 feet at 1030 South Parkway Drive with no conditions.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. Do we have a second?
Commissioner Marsh, second.
Thank you. And any comments or discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And any opposed? And it passes. All right. Good luck to you guys. I hope that works out well for you. Thank you for being here tonight. Agenda item 4, report on City Council action items. Sherry.
So at the last City Council meeting, I made a presentation with Council Member Knowlton about our active transportation tour. We went to New Jersey, visited Hoboken and Jersey City to see what they're doing right with active transportation. They have, in Hoboken in particular, they have started an initiative to not have to eliminate all pedestrian and bicycle deaths related to wrecks with cars by 2030. They have not had a death since 2017. So they're doing a really good job. So we learned a lot, and we made that presentation to the City Council. I think that's something we can show you as we get later, move on into the general plan stuff, some of the interesting ideas that they have, lowering speed limits, daylighting the corners, providing bike lanes behind, putting the parking between the bike lane so that people weren't parking in the bike lane and the bike lane was still separated from traffic by the actual parked car. So they had a lot of really great things that we learned. It was very interesting and enjoyed going there, even though I had to fly into Newark. And the air traffic control went out the day that I didn't fly, the day after I flew in and the day before I flew out. So it was very fun to know that I was close to death there. Anyway, and then at the last council meeting, the City Council approved a code amendment to our noise ordinance, which is outside of the land use ordinance, but where we did the update for the special use standards, and we put a lot of things in there about measuring decibels and that certain uses were limited to the noise that they could make. We needed our noise ordinance updated so that it specifically said this is how you measure noise, this is the instrument you use to measure noise, this is the location you measure it from. These are the specific noise limits on various other uses that we didn't have included in Chapter 19 in Title 10, and that was adopted. And so we're really glad to have that. And if there's any noise complaints, we're going to tackle light pollution next.
Okay, and then our favorite thing. Guys, we have till June 30th to get our required training in. I'm going to give a shout out to Commissioner Ward, Tucker, Jorgensen, and Marsh, because they're done. Commissioner Stone, I wasn't going to call you out, but you are very behind. So if you guys need assistance with finding training, or if you're having issues with that Luau code to get the free land use training, contact me. I'm always here to help. But that's all I have for you.
Great. Thank you. And then the meeting minutes from May 27th, any adjustments to the minutes? And if not, we can do a motion to approve.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I offer a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the May 27, 2025 Planning Commission meeting as drafted.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
And all approved?
Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. And we're adjourned. Very good. That's a good one, guys.